views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. I'm so glad that you could drop in and visit with me this evening because I have someone so very special and dear to me that I highly respect, not someone in business, not coaching anyone, and not building a business. I'd like for you to meet my great friend, Mr. Michael Boyne. He was at one time a cop on the beat, worked his way up to international homicide, and all of a sudden now, you know, he did such a great job, has been so diligent. He now works, you know, in and out of the sheriff's department, prosecutor's office. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And you could not have probably joined me at any better time than right today. Here, you know, our society, we're kind of got a few little rabbles going on around about us, but we're approaching the holiday season. And people are so focused on going to dinner, shopping, that I think at times they fail to understand the vital importance of situational awareness. They're not seeing what's happening around them, and things can go wrong. So from your vast experience, I would like for you to share with everyone some things that they can do during the holidays to be prepared so that they're more aware of their surroundings.
Well, you know, the first thing you do, especially with the holiday season, you're out shopping, you're out eating, and you could always take a look at these people. And you get to your car, and a lot of families do this, women do this. They have a tendency to get in their car and balance their checkbooks, throw their packages in the back seat, get on the phone, put their phone on the charger. And what they forget is as soon as you get in that car, lock the door. If anybody's watching you, your doors are now locked. You know, there's very simple things to do. If you're in a mall, if you're in a restaurant, if your body, and I always tell this to a lot of people and they laugh, it's really your tummy. If your tummy tells you something's wrong, you can bet there's something wrong. Body will never betray you. If you feel it, you feel strange, go get somebody to walk you to your car. If you're outside, and get to a well-lit area. But just use common sense. Be prepared. If you don't have anything else as you're walking out to your car, take the biggest key you have and put it between your two fingers. It's just this. You can scratch somebody, you can poke an eye out, you can jab, you can do anything. But it's really just being familiar with your surroundings and where you're parked, where you're going, get in the car and lock the door.
You know, that is, I had never, ever, again, in preparation of working with you this evening, I did not read that, you know, but one thing, and I think that's an incredible tip because that's what I will do in the future. The other day I was out and about and I was waiting for someone. I dropped somebody off. I was waiting to pick them up. And in knowing that I was going to interview tonight, I was counting the people walking out of a grocery store. How many women were pushing a cart with one hand and talking on the phone with the other? What's your take on that?
Well, the biggest thing with that, I see that all the time. Where's their purse? Most of the time, the purse is in the buggy. So now somebody can just come up and grab that purse and run. You like I said, you have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to know where you're at. And don't ever, ever get taken. If they try to take you, If they want your purse, throw it. If you're a man, if they want your wallet, take your wallet out and throw it. Throw it as far away from him as you can. He's either going to go after the wallet or come after you. So, and 99% of the times, they're going to go after the person and wallet, and you take off running the opposite direction.
You know, Mike, you know that I do a lot of coaching, and primarily the beginning, you know, working with people, I'm coming to really find out and understand that so many of my clients, you know, they do a lot of traveling and they book themselves, you know, every 20, 30 minutes on the phone. They're on the phone the whole time they're driving. And so many times I have heard, oh, I missed my exit. I'm not paying attention. And so, you know, I was taught as a kid, my father was, you know, a tad bit overprotective, but that worked out to my benefit growing up, you know, into adulthood. I'm very aware of my surroundings. I don't hang on the phone when I drive. And I watch cars. In fact, when I moved to the country, you know, 20 some years ago, you know, my dad said, you know, hey, why don't you try something? You're new down there. Why don't you drive a different way home? Don't go home the same way twice. And if anybody's tailing you, and this is a great time to bring this up. If a person is being tailed and you notice that you're being tailed, what should a person do?
Go to a well-lit parking lot. If you're near to a police station, you know where it's at, go to the police station. When you pull in that parking lot, light them lights up and hit that horn and just stay on that horn.
So I think what I'm hearing you say that, you know, the choices that we make each and every day could very well make the difference in being a target for someone or not. Would you agree with that?
Well, I agree with that. And your last comment, don't ever take the same way home all the time. Always change it. Always go a different route, especially if you're carrying a lot of money or you're the treasurer for your business or whatever. Make sure you are in a safe environment. Make sure your car's locked. Make sure you have everything, but you will not go the same way every time, so they can't set up on you.
Right, because that's, you know, someone does know something about somebody, and that kind of leads me to the next thing. And, you know, you and I bantered back and forth about this. You know, social media today has just become this big outside laundry room to let everybody know where we're going, when we're doing it. We're back. This is where I'm having dinner. And, I read an article in the Washington, it was either New York Times or Washington paper, you know, a few months ago about some gal that just got onto social media, loved it. She created a following, and she was wanting to create a business, and therefore she thought it was imperative that she let everybody know where she was, what she was. But what she didn't realize is that she was sending out red flares, letting the world know what she was doing. And of course, guess what happened? Her home was robbed. Because they knew she was over there having lunch at Caesar's restaurant.
Right. You know, so social media is a great thing, and it connects a lot of people together, but it amazes me some of the posts that are out there of, I just bought a new gun today. I have these guns in my house. I have ammunition. You know, if everybody would check their profile, I bet your address is in it. Bet your phone number's in it. Your email's address is in it. So it's very easy to track you. You know, you should be very diligent about who you give your information to.
And today, with as much artificial intelligence as we have, and most people are not even aware of what's really, I mean, how accessible personal information is, I think the last thing that anyone would want to do is advertise, really, all these things that I think would be, you know, very attractive to someone that has ill intentions. And so, you know, you're a father and you're a grandfather. So how many grandkids do you have?
Five.
You have five grandkids. All right. And they're all darling. I've never met them, but I've seen their pictures. And so if your daughter came to you and said, hey dad, you know, I feel really uncomfortable. I've seen this car three or four times. You know, as I've been driving, and what would you tell her to do?
Okay, I would tell, well, one, don't ever stop. Get into a well-lit parking lot and see if it comes in with you, or go to the police station. If you can safely get the license plate number on the car, and I mean safely, try and do that. But and again, it's not only in a car. Usually, if they're going to get you in a car, they're going to hit you from behind. It's going to hit. It's going to be a carjacking all the way. Somebody pulls a gun on you and you're getting in your car, run. I mean, absolutely run if you can do that. If they're in your car and they're in the back seat and you get in the car, absolutely start the car, slam it and drive and floor it and slam it right into a pole. You got an airbag. You got nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's wisdom.
I mean, that'll stop that right away. Most people don't realize that someone crippled or somebody, I need help, I need this. Fine, call them help. Don't go help them, especially in a dark parking lot. If there's everything. And probably the biggest one most people use is the baby. You hear a baby crying. Don't go outside. Call the police. Call your neighbor. Tell them to look out the door and tell you what's going on. You know, but I tell my daughter this, always be prepared. If you feel that something's wrong, there might be something wrong. I have to tell you the truth. My daughter has a titanium ink pen and I bought it for her. And the first thing I did is in a titanium ink pen, the cap, you screw it off. It has a very 1.5-inch blade in it. It's actually for stenciling and handiwork. Take the blade out because this is not TSA approved. Take the blade out, put the cap back on. The pen is actually designed, if you get in an accident or you get in water, a woman, anybody, a child can slam that against the driver's window. It'll bust that window out. Just think what it'll do to a leg or an arm. If that's all you have is this ink pen and he comes around, just swing that pen and hit him in the thigh, hit him in the leg, hit him in the stomach. It'll open him wide open.
Wow, that's a incredible gift that someone could buy for someone over the holidays. We're going to take a short break. Don't go away. I'll have more with Mike in a moment.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show.
where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah with the Deborah Show, and I am visiting and interviewing here a former international homicide detective, and oh my gosh, this man knows what he's talking about. And today, we're talking about protecting ourselves. We're getting ready for the holiday season, and while we were taking our break, it was like I asked him one question, and I got a whole dissertation. So I'm going to go back to what we just talked about on break, and my question to you was, You're a plethora, a wealth of information. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. What are some poignant things both men and women can do? And I love that thing about the parking lot and the van that you just shared with me. Would you share that with the listenership?
Sure. You know, when you leave your mall or wherever, work, whatever it is, and you're walking to your car, if there wasn't a van parked next to your driver's side earlier, and there's a van there now, get in the passenger seat. Most, even Ted Bundy, his big thing was to get on the side of a car. He'd be crippled. There's different things he could do. But if you park, most serial killers will attack their victims by pulling them into the vans. Okay? If somebody walks up with you and you don't think he has a weapon, the strongest bone in your body is your elbow. Use it. Run and scream as much as you can. If there's a gun involved, just take off running. You're not under his control. Run as fast, screaming as loud as you can, preferably in a zigzag position or as you're running away. And always remember, 4 out of 100 times, if he does shoot you, he will not hit a vital organ, okay? And run. If you can run, always take off running and to get away. If he has you, if you give in to him, he's got you. There's nothing you can do. You know, and always remember that people have a tendency, especially this time of year, to be soft and be very sympathetic. And that they play that on unsuspecting women, where they're walking with the king, they're doing something. And I feel sorry for these people too. I'll get the mall security guard to go help him. Don't you go, because you don't know what it is, especially if it's a dark parking lot. And don't ever be ashamed if you walk outside and, like I said earlier, your tummy's telling you something's wrong. I guarantee you there's something wrong. Go back in that mall and get somebody to walk you to your car. They'll be happy to do that, you know. Yeah. And go ahead.
I mean, no, I think more times than not, their people have not trusted, you know, their gut instincts. And then they've said, you know, I had that funny feeling and I didn't hate it. Or I've heard, you know, conversely saying, oh my God, I just knew there was something wrong and I stopped right in my tracks. And I'm sure that, as you know, a cop on the beat and everything that you do, your instincts and your radar system is at full force all the time. And so in educating people, and you are an educator because, you know, you do presentations. And as I said, you know, I think the majority of, you know, the listenership are probably primarily women, and all but 10% are all gals that I coach. And you know, my concern for everybody is that, one, that they're just so engrossed in, you know, listening to music, or they're working on their business or driving down the road, they don't even know if they're being followed. And so, you know, that's a behavior modification that I will keep encouraging them to do something different, only for their safety and the safety of their family. But, you know, here it is. It's Christmas. I'm telling you, our society, starting on Thanksgiving Day, as we hit that Black Friday, I mean, the mentality and everything, you know, just really changes and folds into a whole new little monster. But you said something. Different people play upon the sympathies of other people. And I believe that there is no shame going into a store and saying, hey, there's something wrong. You know, I don't feel right. Would you walk me to my car? Would you walk me to my truck?
Most stores would be ecstatic if you did that, because nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's going to get grabbed outside their store, and they're not going to make the 10 o'clock news. They will be happy to walk you out to your car.
They won't make the 10 o'clock news. Perfect. And so today, years ago, my sister and I used to park, you know, at parking lots at the mall. We would park as far away as we possibly could, and we'd hoof it in just for exercise. Well, I want to tell you, our mentalities, we just had this little conversation yesterday that, you know, we'll just wait. If we have to wait an extra 6 or 7 minutes to get a parking spot closer to the door, we have the patience and we wait.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
I think.
I mean, you.
Go ahead.
You have to learn to think proactive. What am I going to do? And always, always say, no matter what, I'm going home. I'm going home. You know, do not let them get you. The last thing I'd like to touch on before you leave, Deb, is that at your house, one of the newest tricks is you'll hear water running outside your house. Someone will come and turn on all your faucets on the outside. Do not go outside. Do not. Have your neighbor check. Have somebody come over and check. Don't open that door.
Well, you know, I, in preparation of talking with you today, I was doing a little bit of research and I got kind of engrossed in a couple things. And, you know, my office is in my home, and many times, you know, somebody bangs at my door. Well, you know, I've got a house full of, you know, watchdogs, but many times I don't answer the door. And the article said, you need to show up at the door. You need to show them that you're home. And, you know, you don't have to open the door. You can wave, I'm busy, come back later. Let that individual that's knocking. I had a solicitor the other day knocking at the door. I did not open the door, but I was on the phone. I waved goodbye. I don't know what he was peddling. And so what's your take on that?
Well, you know, you never open a door if you don't know who it is, especially if it's a woman, or you're a woman and you're home by yourself. You know, and always be prepared, you know, especially if it's somebody you don't know. I am a big proponent of cameras. You know, if you can afford it and you could do that, you know, those Ring cameras work wonderful. They'll show you who's at your door. I'm at work and I hear and somebody's ringing my doorbell. I can answer that doorbell from my office.
And today, you know, that type of electronics has become so affordable. There's no reason why a person could not have that. And like you said, you know, it rings. You're not even at home, but you can tell who's on your front porch.
Right. And I can tell him, I am busy right now. You'll have to come back later. You don't tell him you're not home. You just say, I'm busy right now. I can't answer the door.
Wow, that's incredible. So we're going to wrap it up here in the next couple of minutes. So what would you like to tell the listenership that from your heart for protection that you've not said before?
No, Walter said that I've kind of went over everything that I wanted to go over. I cannot emphasize enough. If you're in a situation or you're leaving a place, a grocery store, any place that you would go, and your body tells you something's wrong, I guarantee you something's wrong. Listen to your body. You know, it will always tell you.
So the gut instinct is what we go by. So with that, we're going to take a short break. And I sure do appreciate Michael Boyne taking time of his life, sharing safety with everyone. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. I am an entrepreneur and executive coach. I just had my 20-year anniversary, and I have clocked 19,000 paid coaching hours. Primarily, my expertise lays with the entrepreneur, direct sales network marketing, and, of course, because of my corporate background and my education, love working with executives. My website is DeborahRothschild.com. My office number, love to visit with you if you would like to sit and visit and see what we can do for you to get your numbers rolling, get you feeling better, increase your confidence. Proven coaching with guaranteed results. My phone number is 314-917-2709. So for those of you that have been listening, I had the pleasure of interviewing Michael Boyne, former international homicide detective and on a mission to protect people. You know, in lieu of, I guess I'm going to say some things here, you're probably going to throw your hands over your ears, but in lieu of the fabric of our society kind of unraveling with this stuff that's happening, I want everybody to be really aware of their surroundings. You know, one thing that I am doing and this is no joke, and I'm really serious about this. Because I will tell you one thing, I'm not getting mowed down and I'm not getting shot down in a grocery store. I want to know the exits of these stores that I shop at. You know, and I'm no longer going to be, you know, whiffing it in on my own. I'm single. I live alone. I got a lot of girlfriends. We can shop together. Everybody's got to be looking out for anybody else. But in talking today with a friend of mine who is with the prosecutor's attorney in a different state, he was talking about his wife. And he said, you know, you shop over here at this store. He said, I've already found out where the exits are, and I want you to go in there and find them. I want you to be aware of your surroundings. It's the very same thing that Michael Boyne talked about, and that is your surroundings. I'm not against talking on the phone, driving down the road. You know, interstate driving is pretty boring. And, you know, we check in with people. I think I'll just be real upfront with my opinion about, you know, doing back-to-back conference calls and doing three ways, you know, driving down the road. A little bit is okay, but we cannot forget our surroundings. Too many things are going wrong and people are just not aware. And, you know, as I said earlier on the show, you know, my dad taught me a long time ago when I moved to the country 20 years ago that don't go home the same way twice. Don't create a habit because people are watching. So the question I have for you, what are you doing? Is it social media? Is it the way you drive home at night? How open are you publicly with everything that you're doing that you could create a great trail of information for someone to follow you? That's the scary part. So now that we've got you protected going into the holiday season, let's talk about getting refocused and maintaining your health while you're doing so. So we have to eat right. We have to drink enough water. I surely hope and pray that everyone's taking, you know, nutritional supplements out there. And I remember meeting Dr. Theodore Kalogeras about 1992. He was the longest funded scientist, the World Health Organization. And this guy had something incredible to say. And I was at a meeting, and I think it was about 1992, 1993. He had the first federally patented nutritional supplement that did not have a warning label. And he said, back then, it's imperative that our country would begin to supplement. He looked like that colonel with the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, a little short white hair, you know, darling, you know, crystal blue eyes. And he said, I'm telling you from my study all these years and everything that I've done, it is time to start supplementing our diets. And is that not the truth? I mean, if it was true back then, we're 2019 heading into 2020. Let's look at it. Our air is polluted. Our water is polluted. Oh, Lord knows what they're putting in food. You know, we got all these prefab box foods on the shelf, you know, with a shelf life of who knows how long, because something has happened in America that people aren't cooking like they used to. And we have to really be very careful. You have to become label conscious. You have to be understanding. We can't leave it to the federal government to protect any of us anymore, because that, by the way, that's not working. That failed. And I know that all of you, for the most part, are all health nuts. Some are probably even more so than I am. I'm gluten intolerant. I'm dairy intolerant. And so I'm chemical sensitive. So, I mean, I am aware. I was raised by two German immigrant women, my grandmother and my mother. And so my Barbie dolls are still brand new. And if you're not old enough to know what Barbie dolls are, Google it, because that's how old I am. I was either cooking, canning, or I was on a tractor on the farm with my dad. And so I'm a gourmet cook. That's henceforth why in one of my past lives, I had a very successful dynamic catering company. Loved it. And I love to cook, but I love to cook clean today. And I've found out that, and I spent a lot of time cooking. I have elderly neighbors. I love to cook for them. And when my mother developed heart disease many years ago, I decided then already to start amending some of the old German and Viennese recipes that I had. And today, you know, the big thing is because America is hooked on that white, lovely tasting, delicate, killer poison sugar, I have now begun to eliminate. And I'm a blue ribbon banker. I have enough confidence in that area. I just about go up against anybody. I'm eliminating that. I'm using various different types of healthy sugar substitutes. And believe it or not, I think the pastries are even better than they were. So during the holidays, and I know everybody, everyone loves Christmas. Everyone loves Hanukkah. Everyone gets ready for the new year. You right? Because for many, 2019 has been a rough year. It's off with the old and on with the new. But in doing so, you have to take care of yourself. The other day on the last show, I talked about focus, focus, focus. Because if you're in business for yourself, guess what? You have to focus, focus, focus. And if you're working for someone else, I guarantee you they want you to focus, focus, focus. And how are you going to do that? You're going to be prepared. As Mike talked about being prepared, being aware, you have to be prepared and be aware in developing your business and taking time for you. Because what happens is that if you don't, there's an ugly word called burnout. So to prevent that, and, you know, get that list out, things that you have to do, things you have to do tomorrow. And what you cannot accomplish, I want you to roll to the next day. So at the end of the week, you feel fabulous. You're going to feel like, wow, I got zip back in my dude. I got kick in my step, and I'm ahead of this game. And the game is the holiday season. You know, I owned a importing company. Well, I still own it. I just don't spend a lot of time importing anymore. But that opened the whole world to me, to the wholesale world. And I don't like paying retail for anything. And I don't. So I have the pleasure to go to the Dallas, LA, Atlanta, New York markets. And we, you know, in the Christmas show is all done in July. You know, here we think it's like everybody shopping for Christmas. I had mine ordered and it was wrapped in September. I am ahead of the game because I know me. And what happens is that, not as much anymore because I've learned, and I've learned the hard way, I do not overcommit my home, myself, my animals. You know, we're number one. My business is number two. And that's how it is. I'm single and I do not have any biological children, but I do not overcommit myself anymore. You know, when it comes to my business, I'm on time every time. And my clients know that. We shake, rattle, and roll. We laugh together. We cry together. And we make business happen. And so I've got everybody, I believe, I would hope to think, dear God, on the same page going forward, closing out 2019. And there's no reason why a person cannot work hard and stay focused and develop some grit and some drive to close out the year, and you can still laugh. But you're going to have to get organized. You're going to have to get your list out. So not at the very end, you know, on Christmas Eve at, you know, or actually it's Christmas morning at 2 a.m., you know, you're cross-eyed, so tired, you know, the turkey is thawing out and you're wrapping Christmas presents. Don't do that to yourself. You're worth more than that. And I guarantee you, your family and your friends are worth more than that. So you're listening to Deborah Rothschild. We're going to take a short break. I'll be back with you in a moment.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and From Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. The show can be listened to every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific Time. And so let's talk about continuing through the holidays, staying focused, taking care of you. And I think my clients, myself, everybody wants a breakthrough. Everybody wants their personal development to be increased. We want to be able to get the victory on the things that we battled. You know, we want things better in our relationships. And I want to address one thing that has come up like three times this week for me with single female clients. And it was like the first one, it was like, okay, yeah. Second one is like, uh-oh. Third, it's like, well, hold on a moment. And that is, you know, these three gals I'm talking about have built huge businesses. They are incredible, dynamic, just superheroes in my eyes. They're doing, I'm a $2 million earner in the industry. I create 17 millionaires in my second company and in my coaching practice, 48 millionaires. But I mean, they're going and blowing past me. One I've worked with for a short time, one a couple of years, and one I've been with, well, we've been together a very long time and through many companies. But something has happened. I know if it happened to them, it's happening to others. And as Mike was talking about, you know, there's too much advertising of personal information on social media, right? You know, where you're having dinner, then your house gets robbed because you just announced that, you know, you're having dinner at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and therefore you've just told the bad guy in your neighborhood that you thought it was a friend of yours, that you're no longer at home and he can, like, you know, do his dirty deed. But I'm talking about single women being targeted. You know, every single woman that I work with, they've either been married, divorced, or are in the middle of a divorce, or never been married and will be getting married in the spring, or they've been married forever. But what happened with my three clients this week is that, and you know what? We're approaching the Christmas season. Not only is there hustle and bustle, what are you going to buy? What party am I going to go? Where am I going to buy my new black dress? I think the heart gets a little tender. I think the emotions get a little raw. We start remembering things during the holiday. And all of a sudden, you know, they're getting messengers, you know, messages on Messenger from, you know, of course, they're beautiful, you know, single men, and they're hitting on them. I had no other way to put that, but that, yep, they're getting hit on. And, you know, one's already kind of like got one dipping her foot in the water, and one's got her heart broke, and the other is scared to, like, even communicate. So it's been like a barrage. And so I noticed something with our artificial, you know, intelligence. They're just recently multi-million dollars in earners in their company. So, you know, that hit online. And, you know, people, and like Mike and I talked about earlier, there's nothing you can't find out about somebody. I mean, absolutely nothing. You could Google, you know, him and find out where he lives and his phone number and, you know, his background because, you know, he's in the public eye. But we're all in the public eye today because nobody is living behind closed doors. You know, maybe if you don't have a cell phone, you get your mail at the post office, you've not subscribed to cable, you don't have Alexa in your house, and you have no internet access, you probably then can stay under a bush. So, ladies, we're approaching that time, and gentlemen, too, we're approaching that time of season where my client said to me the other day, and I got kind of teary-eyed. In fact, I can think about it and get teary-eyed. She said, you know, I just don't want to spend Christmas alone again. And of course, Deborah wants to pop up and go, well, you know, we got X amount of days of Christmas. Do you think you could like find one before then to spend Christmas with? You know, but I didn't. But I was thinking it because we're all thinking that. I think we just need to have an attitude of gratitude for what we have. And I think you need to roll into Christmas with more gratefulness in your heart than you ever had before in your life. You enjoy your friends. Okay, maybe you're not, your family is not where it could be. Maybe you're getting a divorce. Maybe you'd like to get a divorce. Maybe things are not perfect. Maybe the relationship of your loved one isn't where you want it to be. Or maybe you're totally alone. But you know what? You're really not alone. So whatever that emotional hiccup is, I'm going to ask you from the bottom of my heart because I want you protected. I want, as Mike the cop wants you protected on the street, I want your heart protected. That you don't, because of feeling not quite right and feeling a little lonely, that you don't go into the holiday season. Maybe you don't have anyone to spend, you know, Christmas Eve with or New Year's Eve. I want you to be satisfied with you. You know, celebrate with someone that loves you. And you know what? Everything is subject to change and you'll grow into that relationship, but you don't have to settle for seconds just because you don't want to go to the office party alone. And more importantly, ladies, especially, you know, those of you that are entrepreneurs, you're spending a lot of time on social media. Please do what it takes to protect you, your family, and your home, because you've got more control. They're not in control. You're under the control. So with that, I want to thank you for visiting with me. I think you're the very best. God bless you. Stay safe. And God bless our country. Bye for now.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedebrashow.com. That's the DEBRA show.com.